The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And so I think it's generally well known that this practice of mindfulness has a lot to do about being in the present moment. And what I'd like to emphasize here is that it's fascinating to only live in the present moment as a practice. If you do it all the time, I think they probably institutionalize you, because this doesn't work. You have to have some sense of past and future to kind of find a healthy way with life. But and the point is not to just be in the present moment for its own sake in this practice, but as we kind of spend time really coming into the present moment, we clarify a lot, we empty ourselves a lot, we see ourselves in new ways that really can be transformative for the time when we have to live with ideas of past and future. And so it's a kind of a pragmatic or practical, very practical strategy for living a wise life, is to spend some time really giving yourself over to the present moment. And to do that, one interesting kind of approach is to just assume there is no past and future. And in a certain way, there is, of course. In a certain way, there isn't. There is in the sense that, you know, the next hour is probably going to come for all of us. And some of us still remember what we did yesterday. And you can't say that didn't exist. No, it did exist, but yesterday no longer does exist. The only way it exists now is in the memory. It was real yesterday, now it's just a memory. For most of us, tomorrow will exist. It will be, but it doesn't exist now. Right now, it's only a prediction, an aspiration, a hope. And it just lives kind of in this kind of virtual world of our mind. What exists is just this moment here. And what happens if you just live in the present as if this is the only thing that matters, only thing that's real, only thing that exists, and you can watch your mind ever so subtly go into future thinking or past thinking. It can be so subtle, like if I just kind of stay a little bit more with these steps as I do a walking meditation, then I will be fill in the blank. Then I'll be concentrated. Then I'll be mindful. Those thoughts are future thinking. To not be concerned with the future means this step is the only thing there is. There's no need for it to be a strategy to attain something else. The idea is to just inhabit this step as if it's the only thing that exists, to inhabit it, to enter into this, to really be there for it as if there's no future. If this is the only thing there is to center yourself on. If you're doing your walking meditation and you realize, oh, I've just been thinking about food for the last 2 minutes instead of doing walking meditation. And then you say, well, I shouldn't be doing that. That was wrong. I should be present. Gil said, you really be here now. well, now you're caught up in what you did before. That's long gone. Even if it was 30 seconds, 10 seconds ago that you realized that you were thinking about food, that has disappeared. That's gone the same place wherever it is that George Washington has gone, and the same place as, I don't know, William Shakespeare has gone. Where did he go? All these things have disappeared. They're gone. The pyramids, you know, I guess they're still there somehow, but the building of them. It's the past, you know, whether it's 10 seconds or 2,000 years, it's all kind of this place. I mean, it's like not really, but here, just this. And I love the language of inhabiting now, embodying now, entering into now, as if there's no past and future, as if this activity, this event, this breath, this opening of the door, this flushing of the toilet, whatever you're doing, that's all there is. There's nothing else. If there's something else, it's mostly virtual reality. The good thing about that, one of the really great things about this kind of virtual reality, is you don't have to pay Meta, Facebook, for anything to get it. You get it for free. But it's a huge cost to spend a lot of time in your own virtual reality. So just now, just this, embody what exists in the moment as if there's no past and future. All you have to do is for the next 3 hours, which is already, saying that already fails the exercise. So enjoy the morning. Thank you.